Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and each week at this time we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And so whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective or strikes your curiosity, lets in a little bit more light to help you move forward. Now, how is it that miracles happen? Is spontaneous healing really possible? Can we intentionally create miracles of healing to change lives, to affect positive outcomes, even when a situation seems hopeless? My guest today is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey, and she answers these questions and many others in her new book, Touching the Light. I'm going to bring Dr. Meg on the air in just a minute. This is a fascinating book. I think we're in for a crackerjack hour of radio, honestly. Before I bring her on the air, I'd like to ask you to go over to fogcitypsychic.com and just check out my little internet kingdom that I've got going there. If you want to book a private intuitive reading with me, explore one of the classes I offer, connect with some free guided meditations, you can sign up for the world-famous not-so-monthly newsletter. Fogcitypsychic.com is the place to do it. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and all those other things. Go find me there and be my friend. I would like that very much. Links for all that good stuff at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, psychic and master healer Meg Blackburn-Losey, PhD, is the author of Touching the Light, The Secret History of Consciousness, the international bestseller, The Children of Now, The Living Light Cards, and much more. Dr. Meg's also a contributor to the best-selling anthology, The Mystery of 2012, and actually she's got some cool events coming up to go along with our alignment, our attunement in 2012. She's the creator of the Touching the Light healing modality and offers certification courses. She facilitates group journeys to sacred sites and speaks and lectures worldwide. You can get more information about Dr. Meg and her work at spiritlight.com. That's spirit, L-I-T-E.com, and touchingthelight.org. Dr. Meg, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, it's a great thing to be here today. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. I was telling Dr. Meg off the air that her book has brought up some really interesting conversations in my house. My sister-in-law was here last night, and we all sat around the living room, and we were all picking up the book and going through it. It's jam-packed with information and insight. It's got pictures, ladies and gentlemen, exercises, step-by-step cool stuff, everything you want to know about, well, maybe not everything you want to know, but so much good stuff about alternative healing in this book. How did you discover etheric healing? How did you get involved with this?
I kind of fell into it. I went through a period about 15 years ago that a lot of us not so lovingly called the dark night of the soul. And literally over about a 2-week period, my life fell apart. I mean, life, love, you name it, work, everything that I thought I had created or succeeded at just literally fell apart in front of me and around me. And I was working out of my car and I was sleeping on my friend's couch, and I woke up one morning just in tears. Don't remember dreaming, you know, I was just so emotional and so raw. And I said to myself, okay, self, I think that we're just going to lay here until we get it because this is nuts. It can't be everybody else's fault. And it sure looked that way, you know, from where I was sitting. And I started looking at every situation from not what who said or did or, you know, the disaster, but what was my part in it? How had I participated? How had I contributed to it? And I found out two things. And the first one was I didn't like me very much. I just didn't. But the second thing was that I was living my life based on what I thought everybody else wanted me to be, and that was making me somebody I didn't like. And so I just kind of looked at all of that, and when I really got what was going on, I said, oh, wow, nobody was there. Whoever I am, whatever this is, I accept. And I got to tell you, when you say those words from the bottom of your heart without any protection whatsoever, no, you know, no defense system in place, they're heard. They are heard and they resound throughout creation. And so it was interesting. First of all, I had to learn how to tell myself the truth. And I went on a quest to learn how to do that because I realized how much I basically BS'd myself all the time. You know, it's like every time I would encounter something, I'd try to make explanations or excuses for other people. In myself, you know, and they were abusive. They were lying. They had motivations that didn't serve me at all. But yet there I was trying to forgive them and make excuses, so that I felt, you know, like I fit better or whatever. And so I learned how to not do that. And as soon as I started really being truthful with myself without any action from me, all those people just fell away. All of those people in all of those situations, and I mean literally every single one of them, fell away. And new people started to come up to me and, you know, hi, how are you? And it was like, what's going on? And in the process of all of this, because it's only an hour show, the bottom line is, as I let my defenses down and as I stepped out of that whole way of being, what happened was my intuitive nature started to blossom until it became a series of cosmic 2x4s. All of a sudden, I mean, it was like, what, people would say, well, what can you do? I'd say, well, what day is it? What time is it? Because I've learned so much in the last 2 hours, you know, and it was crazy. It was just crazy. And anyway, I was building, there was energy building up in my body. I didn't know what to do with it. I felt like I was plugged into a light socket, and I couldn't find the go button to relieve it, you know. I was just, like, so uncomfortable. And so spontaneously one morning I got up and put on some music and started playing with the energy. And instead of trying to make it do things, I followed it. And as I did, interesting things happened. My consciousness opened up wider. And I started to know things and see things that I hadn't seen before and known before. And I started to see energy. I started to see what it looked like. I started to see how I was affecting it. And I can remember saying real sassy, you know, well, so this is cool, but what am I going to do with it? You know, somebody show me what to do. And I said that every morning for a little while. And all of a sudden, one morning, there in my living room was this amazing, just appeared out of nowhere, this being who was just shiny and shimmery and absolutely a gorgeous thing. And he started to move with the energy, kind of like I was, but had a couple of little different twists that he did. And I saw how the energy was affected. So I started to do what he did. But not before I jumped back 10 feet straight up in the air. And he disappeared because I thought I was losing it. You know, your reality changes so fast when your consciousness opens up. And you really got to question everything. But then again, you don't want to question anything because you don't want to stop it. So it's kind of a balance that you try to keep. And this was huge. I mean, here's this guy in my living room, right? And so he disappeared, and I was like, oh, my God. And I quickly just got back in my space, and there he was, patiently waiting for me. And I realized, as I told this story 3 years later, that he hadn't gone anywhere. I had. As soon as I put my defenses up, as soon as I had a need to know something, I couldn't access that anymore, and I couldn't see him, although he was still there. So that was a big aha lesson later on. And anyway, long story short, these guys taught me about energy, taught me about creation, about consciousness, about all kinds of things, you name it. It was all shown to me in pieces. I didn't realize at the time what I was learning until I started to put it all together a lot later. But in this process, one of the things that they did after they taught me how to use work with energy and change it and do a lot of very cool things with it was that they started floating bodies in front of me, like you might see somebody on their back floating in a and then turning in a very slow circle. And as they did, I could see anomalies in the energy field about that were the direct cause of what was happening in their lives, their physical nature or the quality of their life or whatever. And I started to realize that what they had been teaching me had a lot to do with, our health and our well-being and all of that. And I started to play with it. And long story short, here we are today. And it's amazing. It is absolutely the most amazing way of working holistically that I've ever encountered.
Wow. Well, and as when we come back from this quick break, I'm going to ask you about the healing modality, about touching the light, the healing modality, and how your experiences really opened the door into this huge journey of exploration and all the service that you've done for other people. So you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I look good, don't I? I look fine. I look good. I look fine. Yeah, I think it's all okay. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. We're talking about her new book, Touching the Light, What Miracles Are Made Of. You can get more information about the book at touchingthelight.org. Find out more about Dr. Meg and her work. It's a great site, spiritlight.com. That's spiritlite.com. Dr. Meg, welcome back.
Hi.
And you look good, too. You look fine.
You look fabulous, darling.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank
you. Viewing is a wonderful thing.
That's good. I always tell people that I dress up for the radio, you know, so I'm wearing, you know, bedroom slippers and, you know, you don't have to put on that evening gown when you're going to be on the radio.
That's right.
We were talking a little bit about before the break about your awakening, all those doors opening up for you, your awareness expanding. And I'm wondering how that led you into the Touching the Light healing modality, how that developed for you. And if you can say a little bit about what that is.
Sure. Well, basically, I started to take what the guys, and by the way, there was a succession of these guys. There wasn't just the first one. There was several different ones. And I started to take, I call them the guys, what the guys showed me. And I started to work with people, volunteers. I never charged a dime. And just my only request was, let me call you in a day or two and follow up and see what you're experiencing. And so I literally did that for a year full time, which is what happened. It evolved really quickly to full time. And I started to see these amazing trends in people. And I started to see people's lives change. And I started to see other things happen. And so I actually started doing this work. And over the years, I've seen the most amazing things. I mean, one day I found myself inside of somebody's aorta looking up at a defective heart valve and stood there and intended that it change and realized later that this was a congenital thing that that had caused this girl problems all her life. She went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Oh, my God, what have you been doing?" And she said, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Well, it's gone." And that was just kind of the beginning of things. And then I saw broken bones heal, like, really fast. I saw tumors go away. I saw lives literally change because people said they wanted it. And I figured out how to help them with that. And, I mean, it's just mind-blowing, the things that I've seen over the years. And it requires a lot of passion and cleanness on the part of the healer. In other words, you know, you can't pollute somebody else's energy field with your own intentions and perceptions of what they want. You have to keep it really clean. But when the passion of the healer and the open receptivity of the person that they're working with come together and meet in the middle, anything can happen. And this is just such a beautiful kind of work that I've just started teaching it this year. But I've practiced this for now 15 years, roughly.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't just say, "Oh, how this is cool. I think I'll teach it tomorrow." I really worked it and figured out how to communicate it for people that, like, don't see like me, because I literally am full sensory out of my body. I see energy as everything. I mean, everything. It's bizarre. So I don't expect everybody to do that, although we're all capable of it. We all sense differently, and so I teach it accordingly. But, I mean, it's just mind-blowing what I've seen, you know, and it's not limited to the physical. It can apply to any aspect of our being here as human beings, you know, spiritual, mental, emotional, life, anything. And that's what's so cool about it. It's not limited.
Do you feel like every physical problem or emotional problem or imbalance, is everything healable?
Most everything. Sometimes, Karen, it's just not our job to fix. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes it's just time to go. And we have to recognize that. You know, sometimes we can change that kind of a course in somebody's life if they really want it. But sometimes it isn't meant to be. And so I can't 100% say all of the time. And the other reason that it may not be fixable is it may be that what's happening to that person is affecting the lives of other people, and that's going to snowball out, you know, have what they call the ripple effect outward and affect lives infinitely. So there's a greater purpose in what's happening. So those are the only two times that really we can't fix it, so to speak. But other than that, yes, I believe pretty much anything is fixable, changeable.
There are healers I've spoken with who feel that dis-ease of the body, that physical ailments are a result of us being out of balance energetically. And there's a sense in which having a physical issue is almost like a punishment for not having your energy in balance in the first place. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have issues with that.
Okay, hey, me too.
Excuse me. And allergies, by the way.
Yeah,
I have issues with that because that makes us, that's the old guilt trip. That's so Catholic. You know, that perception is so religious. Or sorry, Catholics, but it's just how I see it. I'm a recovered one. So here's the deal. You know, yes, we mess ourselves up by perception. But we are never being punished. We can always change our mind, and sometimes stuff just happens. You know, we are in what my guys call a biosphere. I know it's not round, but that's what they call us, a biosphere. And we are subject to infestation, inhabitation, and affectation. And stuff happens. You know, we get deficient in things. We get parasites. We get bacteria. We get viruses. We didn't make that happen. It just did. And we need to treat it accordingly. And sometimes, you know, treating it ethereally is great. Sometimes you need a little bit of allopathic medicine to go along with that treatment. It'll go away faster. But I never negate the value of allopathic medicine. I'm not one of those people because I have literally seen people die that refuse to go to the doctor because they said, oh, I can take care of this. I can fix this. Yeah, you can. But that level of mastery is rarely achieved by human beings. So take that into consideration. Yep, that level of mastery is available to all of us. But I have a real thing about the fact that, yeah, we caused everything. Now, if we fall and break our ankle, I would highly suggest asking yourself what your thoughts were prior to that accident or what was going on in your life before that last disaster. Yep. Those kind of things, yeah, I really feel like we contribute to that. But I don't think that we are, that everything that happens to us is because we're out of balance. Sometimes, you know, like I said, things happen. Other times, there are imbalances in our field that came in with us from previous lifetimes. Because in every moment, we're a culmination of everything we've ever been and everyone in every time. So it's cumulative. And if we've dealt with stuff or we've known how to, then you know, we don't carry too much around. But sometimes lives end and you know, issues move forward. That's what karma is. And so, you know, it's not a cut-and-dried kind of an answer I can give you. But that is too blanket of a statement, in my opinion. And I think it puts people in a guilt situation instead of a healing and helpful one.
Well, and it may keep people from seeking help because they're afraid. If I come to you, maybe you're going to see all the imbalances in me. Maybe you're going to see the things I'm ashamed of or the things I'm, you know, I feel like I'm being punished for. And that might make me not want to come and see you when you could help me.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't care what people did. I don't, you know, what I care about is they're coming for help. And as long as they're not just looking for attention and they really want things to change, we can do that together.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what somebody's history was. I've heard things that you wouldn't believe, but you can't be in judgment about stuff. If you're a good healer, if you're you know, serious about being a healer, you can't have judgment about what people tell you they've done or been involved in or anything else. The most wonderful thing is that moment they're here now, you know? And so that's my philosophy, and because I've pretty much seen it all. I've worked with thousands of people, and let me tell you, they got some stories.
Yep.
But they're stories. You know, they're their stories, and I have learned to just smile and not go there unless something needs to be said. You know, it depends on the circumstance. But the question is, are they done with that? You know,
right.
Are they done with that? Because if they are, yeah, we can go from there. But if you still want to keep doing it and keep coming to me, no bother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like that.
One of the most interesting chapters in the book is a chapter called What Does It Take to Be a Good Healer? Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of great, there's a lot of great stuff in there. And one of the best bits, I think, is being able to tell the truth with love. And sometimes you don't have to tell the whole blunt truth. Sometimes you just need to say what's needed.
Karen, I can't tell you how many people have come to me and say, I've been told that I'm X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that I can do X, Y, or Z. And people don't realize the power. If you do readings, you're intuitive, you're psychic, whatever the heck you want to call it, okay? And I'm adamant about this. We have a responsibility to be clear and honest without adding to the story from our own perspective, because we are interpreting what that person is revealing to us. Bottom line, it's our interpretation. We may be right, we may not be. Chances are we are, usually, but not everybody is. You know, some of us are, and that's just how it is. But we have to be really careful what we say to people, you know, and you don't give somebody their experience. You don't tell them how long they're going to live or their parents are going to live or, you know, you don't tell them what direction, what kind of job they should have. You know, you don't tell them what decision to make. Those are their things. Those are souls that are here on this planet to have a journey. So we have a responsibility to guide them, not give it to them.
Oh, amen, sister.
I am like, I'm like big time with this girl. I'll tell you, I just have a thing about it because I have seen people mess their lives up so bad. I've got some stories that would curl your hair.
Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. When we come back, stories that will curl your hair with my guest, Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. We'll be right back after this.
1, 2, 3.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's That's urbanwellness.net.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest today is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. We're talking about her new book, Touching the Light, What Miracles Are Made Of. This is a wonderful, this is an awesome book. This has a lot of information, a lot of insight about alternative healing. Every chapter is kind of like a little magic little treasure box that you can open and wonderful things jump out at you. So highly recommended, Touching the Light. You can get more information about Dr. Meg and her work at touchingthelight.org or spiritlight.com. That's spiritlite.com. Now, Dr. Meg, you are also a radio star, correct?
Yeah.
A big star, a very big star. And you have a show on Wednesdays called Cosmic Particles. Can you say a little bit about that? How can we listen to it? How can we find it?
Yeah, thanks, Karen. It's on the Awakening Zone, and it's an internet show, internet network, and all you do is go to awakeningzone.com. And everything you need is right there on the homepage, and just follow the links and it'll get you. We've got shows on most days from a lot of different languages, and it's really fun. Some great people on there. But my show's on Wednesdays at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, PM that is. And I have great guests tonight. I have Frank Joseph. He's editor of American Archaeology Magazine.
It's oh, cool.
Close. And he writes regularly for Atlantis Rising. So this guy's amazing. So he's coming back tonight. And I have a lot of other people, Glennis McCants, Lynn Andrews, a lot of people, are a lot of good friends. And we just shoot the breeze, kind of like you and I are doing, and have the best time. And it's just a blast. Cosmic Particles, Wednesdays at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern.
Oh, that's great. I really feel like as things are changing, as things are speeding up, and as what I call the old normal isn't working anymore, and we're adjusting to the new normal, the ways that we build community, the ways that we communicate, all of that has changed. And I think that internet radio is actually a really important part of getting that message out to people so that we can connect in new ways, even though we can't see each other.
Well, that's true. You know, we can touch each other's hearts and minds, and it's such an important thing because it's a good way for people to get support that are, you know, having awakening experiences, and there's nobody around they can talk to. They can get online and get in the chat room or call into the shows or whatever, and I think it's a brilliant thing, you know, to be able to communicate like this all over the planet.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, and I know that another way that you're building community and kind of building awareness, you've got a couple very cool events where people can come and travel with you. You've got one in July and one coming up in December of this year. Can you say a little bit about those and then invite me so I can come?
You're invited.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
You know, it's amazing. I've been taking people on journeys to sacred sites all over the planet. And we have a blast because I only go when I'm very connected with the local people who really know what they're doing. These are not wannabe trips. These are the real thing, baby, okay? And so we go and immerse ourselves in the local traditions, culture, ceremonies, whatever the case is. And this year, I'm doing two trips. You know, I did a crop circle journey last summer in 2011, and it was so much fun. Daniel Brinkley and I did it together. We had so much fun, did a little ghost hunting, that we decided that the crop circle crop in 2012 is going to be magnificent, and we're going to be standing in them. So we set it up again July the 15th through the 28th, I believe. It's on my website.
Okay.
On spiritlight.com, touchingthelight.org is basically just about the certification courses. But anyway, there's a link if you go to spiritlight.com and go to the homepage on Dr. Meg's schedule or Meg's schedule or whatever it says. Just click on that and it shows you all the, I have the itineraries in there and everything. So we're going to be doing that, and that's like ends right before the Olympics start. So if you're thinking about going to the Olympics and you want to have a, you know, a really good time, come with me and Danian to the crop circles because we have a blast. It's kind of one of those kind of trips where you can't give everybody a daily itinerary because you never know who's going to be zooming around and making circles, you know, during the night. So we've literally got a bus driver on standby, and we know where to check for the latest circles. And as soon as we hear, we're there while they're fresh. And so I can't even tell you what kind of amazing experience that is. Then, my good friend Jane is my tour coordinator over there. She does my UK stuff. And her contact is in the itinerary on my website if you want to go. And we've got a payment plan set up also for that. And then for December, get this, I couldn't figure out where I wanted to be for 2012. And all of a sudden it hit me. I wanted to be standing in one of the places on the planet where the most ley lines converge and spread and go across the planet, and that's Machu Picchu. So I'm taking a group. It's going to be a big group, just saying that up front, of people. I'm calling it a gathering of souls, and we're going to start at Lake Titicaca, and we're going to do stuff around there, go to an amazing portal. We're going to go over to Bolivia, to Tiwanaku and Pumapunka, and then we're going to go down to Cusco and do the sites around there, like Sache Woman and some other ones, and then through the Urubamba Valley, go to Ollantaytambo and Moray, some of the other places there, and then we're going to work our way up to Machu Picchu. So on 12/21/12, we are going to be standing on top of the world in the city of the gods. And I am so excited because, listen to this, Karen, the shamans got together. They know me, and they know that in all humility, I'm going to say this because I don't want it heard wrong. They know I know what I'm doing. And they're so wonderful with me. They're so sweet down there. And they got to talking, and they decided that it's time. There's no more secrets. And they're going to take my group through their sacred seven-level initiation phase that they used to reserve only for their priests and priestesses. And they've got some cool plans for the group. So I'm, like, so touched and honored that the shamans from basically all over Peru got together and decided this without me knowing about it or asking about it. I'm just, like, blown away. So it's going to be an interesting December this year.
What do you think is going to happen on December 20th, 2012? Is the world going to end and we'll be plunged into darkness and zombies will roam the streets eating our brains? And is that where we're going?
There's a lot of money being made on that theory, isn't there?
Well, it's fear. And one of my big things is how important it is to, you can choose to react out of fear or you can choose to react out of love. And you can always change the vibration you're in, right? And you're right, there is a lot of money being made off the zombies eating your brain thing. And it makes me mad.
Yeah, it really angers me. In fact, I participated in an anthology about 2012, and I wrote probably the most positive thing in there because here's the deal. I mean, I literally travel all over the planet, plus everywhere else my attention goes. But I say that lightly. But anyway, you know, what I've noticed is we're all speaking the same language. We're all saying the same thing. And in my awareness, my observation is that we've already reached critical mass. We are so many of us moving toward the same kind of intention for our world and 2012 and beyond that I don't think we're going to have a catastrophe. I think we could have. But I explained that in my book before this one, The Secret History of Consciousness. It's all there. And I proved it with sacred geometry and showed the whole thing, why we could have had an opposite reality. But it's not going to happen. The one thing that could happen that I'm kind of picking up is not going to happen in December, but perhaps September or August. August or September, I said it backwards. We may have some sunspot activity, some CMEs that causes some issues, but it's not going to be a big permanent thing from what I can tell. So I just think, you know, what we're having is an evolution of consciousness. We're shifting, we're changing our perceptions. We're starting to think outside of the me and looking toward the we. And enough people are coming together across the planet that are, you know, that are looking towards those same outcomes, that it's destined to create itself. Because it's, you know, if we imagine it, it's already so. So that's how I see it.
What's the best way that someone who is feeling afraid, somebody who's taking all this in and feeling nervous, what's the best way they can begin to maybe align their own energy to kind of take some of that fear off them?
I would ask them what they're really afraid of. Because here's the deal. If you want to sit around and let people make you afraid, go ahead. But there's a whole lot more to do in life than sit around and do that. Get up and dance. Go out and play. Laugh with a friend. And if you don't have one, go make one. Life's too short to sit around and wait for life to come to you or to destroy you. We can make it whatever we want. So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. One of the things that goes with how our physical bodies carry energy is that all our fear, that sits in our energy field as well. And all that stuff we hang on to so tightly creates blocks and bulges and...
You know what my guys say about fear? They're wonderful. They say fear is not a reality. It's a what if.
Aha. Oh, I like that very much.
Isn't
that beautiful? Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to be rude, but really, I'm not into the victim mentality because we can be empowered just by being, you know, and really there is a memory in ourselves that remembers times when the earth had catastrophes. And so we like to predict our doom, but we also seek our divinity. Which do you choose?
Oh, fantastic stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey, and we'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest today is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. She's the author of a million books. We're talking about her new book, Touching the Light, What Miracles Are Made Of. We're talking about alternative healing, and we've ended up talking about crop circles and zombies eating our brains and many other things as well. You can find out more about Dr. Meg and her work at spiritlight.com. That's spiritlite.com. She offers a training program, a certification program, a year-long program, teaching the Touching the Light healing modality. And you can get more information about that at touchingthelight.org. Dr. Meg, one of the best... I don't know. I keep saying one of the best. I think the whole thing is awesome. One of the coolest things in this book is that you walk people through what a healing session is like, and you've got photographs in there. Can you tell me a little bit about your thinking as you put something this detailed? And to me, it was rather intense. What was your thinking as you were putting that in the book, sharing that with everybody?
Where we've got to stop holding back in the name of the almighty dollar and everything else. I have seen so many speakers and authors and other creators over the years say, okay, this is what it is, and if you spend all of this money, then you can have it too. Well, I'm not of that philosophy. And so I provided a basic framework in the book. I don't think anybody's ever done that before. People keep asking me, I can't believe you did that. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a sacred thing. It isn't mine to hold on to and die with. I want it out there in the world. I want people to be responsible and careful, which is why I wrote all the stuff that precedes it, and I hope they'll listen. It's not a game. It's a very powerful thing, but I wanted them to do it well. I did it. I put it there with my heart and said, you know, whoever does this, you know, please take care of them. Help them out, whatever, because you never know. I don't think that things like that are to be held back. So I'm doing my best to get it out there because it really works. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing.
I think one of the reasons that the content that goes before that section is so important, as you're beginning the session, you're talking about merging with the energy fields of the person, of your client.
Literally.
Yeah, and in order to do that in a clean way, in a healthy way, you've got to have healthy boundaries set up for yourself, right? And be really clear on your own issues before you go plunging in there.
Yeah, because energy transfers. And when we literally become one with that person while we're working, the way that I do it, the way that I teach it, and when I start showing people how to work with energy, they're just blown away at how subtle and simple it all is. So when we intentionally create emergence with another person and we start working with them, we are not only aware of everything that's going on with them, but some part of them, whether they realize it or not, is picking up our stuff too. So I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want somebody's garbage in my bathwater, you know? So I really advocate, and I take my students through exercises that really make them look at their stuff. Mm-hmm. And I always know who's really not because they don't think they have any. So we all have it. I mean, shoot, I've been doing this 15 years, and I'm still working on stuff. You know, I got buttons just like everybody else and deep passions. But seriously, energy transfers. And when we merge with somebody's energy field like that, we're sharing our, you know. I actually fired a massage therapist once because every time she worked on me, I got angry. I mean, I couldn't help it what I was feeling. It was rage, and I am not, there's not a rageful bone in my body. I mean, never has been. And I kept saying, what is this? I've never experienced anything like, oh, well, you're just releasing, that's your stuff. And she was giving me all this nonsense, and sometimes that's true. It does happen in sessions, yes. But I started having visions of things that weren't mine. And I realized that what was happening was her internalized stuff was transferring into my emotional body as she was working on me. And I fired her, and I said, I don't ever want you to touch me again unless you have decided to own your stuff, because I don't want to live it for you. Mm-hmm. And that was hard, but I had to, because it was painful for me. And I had started getting sensitive, but I really didn't know what I know now. And I just knew that it wasn't okay, and thank God. But, yeah, I mean, that's how intense it can be, and it can even be worse. So we don't want people taking home our stuff. We don't want to give them those kind of presents. They came for help, not carry our luggage, you know.
That's right. Do you think, I'm thinking about that massage therapist, do you think that because she was unaware of that she was also throwing that energy at other people too, maybe not just her clients, but her partner and her friends and her family?
Everywhere. Uh-huh.
How do you not do that anymore? Once you're aware of it, so if I'm your massage therapist and you fire me and go, no, thank you, how can I stop throwing my energy everywhere?
Well, awareness is 80% of the cure in my book. And, you know, at first she denied what I said, and she was very, didn't know what to do with what I did, because mm-hmm. people don't usually have, you know, say those kind of things. And she came back later and said, you know, how can I change this? And I gave her some ideas, and I didn't let her work on me anymore, because she had a ways to go with it. And that's not judgment, that's just fact. Mm-hmm. But she did make an honest effort to try and take care of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes it's just about getting honest.
Yeah. And sometimes maybe awareness and then setting that intention to be aware of it as it's happening maybe helps us stop it, you know? Helps.
You know, we develop so many different kinds of defenses, and we're not even aware of them. Our subconscious is running the show. So we have to make friends with that, with our subconscious, and figure out what the heck was that about? You know, what are we doing? And that's kind of what I did on that couch that morning. Like, what the heck is going on? Well, sometimes we really have to take an honest look at ourselves. And I can tell you that a lot of times we might not like what we see, but it doesn't mean it's the end. It means it's a clean slate. Because once we get it and we own that part of ourselves, then guess what? We're not vulnerable anymore. Nobody can hurt us there anymore, because we already figured it out.
Yeah. And maybe we're back to love and fear. Both as a practitioner, yeah, and as a client, that may be part of how, in your work, you're coming together with your clients is coming in love and in that non-judgmental awareness.
It's sacred. It's a totally sacred thing, and every person I touch, I consider them sacred, and it's an honor and a privilege to be able to create that emergence in those, you know, in those moments. And I teach my students that too, because it's an honor to be able to, you know, join somebody like that.
It has been fantastic having you as a guest on the show.
Thank you. Wish
I had an 85,000 hour show so that I could. I have 6 million pages of questions now, and I haven't asked them. So thank you so much for being here. The book is Touching the Light. People can find out about your radio show, about those two amazing trips. Find out more about the Touching the Light healing modality at touchingthelight.org and spiritlight.com. Dr. Meg, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks, Karen. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was a blast.
So thank you. Thank you very much. That's all the time that we have for today. If you visit FogCityPsychic.com, just go up there. Just click on everything. Go crazy. Don't worry. You can book a reading, sign up for the Not-So-Monthly newsletter, find out about upcoming classes and the radio show and everything else. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be psychic medium David Baker. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening. listening to The Hit Show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
For the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.